Jacka News, you need to know now.
Quick traffic update for you. There is still traffic on the R21 southbound through that fatal accident near the engine if you're heading from Olifantsfontein down towards Tembisa's off-ramp. And there is a crash now on the N1 northbound just after Allendale. It's starting to affect the Buccleuch interchange, as well as an accident on the Western Bypass heading from Beyers Naudé down towards 14th Avenue.
Pretoria, high of 28. Tomorrow, Johannesburg, 26. Rustenburg, 30. Two people have been knocked and killed by a truck on the R21 near Tembisa in Ekurhuleni. It's understood that the man and woman were attempting to cross the freeway at the time of the incident this afternoon. The city's William Fladi says all services are on scene.
Currently, two lanes of the freeways is temporarily closed. Two patients have been declared dead by the paramedics. Metro Police Department officers from the city of Ekurhuleni are on scene doing the on-scene investigations.
And Taxi Council Santaco has reached an agreement with the Gauteng Transport Department. Taxi operations in Ekurhuleni have resumed with immediate effect. Yesterday, operations in parts of the city, including Katlehong and Germiston, were halted. The council said at the time that they were unhappy over the impoundment of minibus taxis. Some commuters were left stranded when transport vehicles did not show up at transport hubs. Santaco's William Nisi says they've agreed to keep on interacting with the department.
We were able to vent our frustrations with her department, and we have since agreed that as from today, the 29th of August 2025, our operations will resume. However, a parallel process will be undertaken to engage and interact in resolving all the matters that we've raised with her.
And AfriForum has challenged the constitutionality of NERSA's secret settlement with Eskom over tariff disputes. The civil rights group argues that the energy regulator's decision, which grants Eskom an additional 54 billion rand and raises electricity prices by nearly 9% for the next 2 years, undermines transparency and accountability. NERSA admitted to errors in its revenue calculations. AfriForum says they are consulting their legal team on possible legal action. And on the international front, the United States says it will deny visas to members of the Palestinian Authority to attend next month's UN General Assembly. It's where France is leading a push to recognize a Palestinian state. The extraordinary step further aligns President Donald Trump's administration with Israel's government, which has sought to lump together the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority with Hamas in Gaza. And finally, in KZN, two suspected livestock thieves will spend the weekend behind bars after they were caught transporting more than 50 goats near Bulwer. But the story doesn't end there. Today, two other men arrived at the police station and offered the station commander 500 rand to release the goats. I'm Nushera Sudial. Your top story this hour: two people have been knocked and killed by a truck on the R21 near Tembisa in Ekurhuleni.
That is it for the news. Back at 6:30. It is Friday. Let's get in to this.
This is Rob's Mix, Jacaranda FM.